Shulamay. My father would work. And I would go to shul. So at Shtiblach nearby my house. So I would daven 8 o'clock or a little bit later during Chalamoid. And they would have the set rooms where you'd come in, you have your minion and etc. I still remember the surprise of walking in on a Shana Rabbah. All the minyanim are thrown off. You got people wearing kittels. And they're saying Psukkah de Zimra, and everyone's all worked up, and you don't know what they're worked up about. It's kind of like an irreligious Jew walking into Shul on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But I'm religious. And there's this Hashanah Rabbah thing. I was reminded of it. My daughter said to me today, she's 12 years old, she said to me, Abba, what's this Hashanah Rabbah? It's not in the Torah. It's not. Where did it come from? What is it? What am I supposed to do? And I think that Hashanah Rabbah is a sensitive part of, as the title of the Shia reads, the transition from Sukkot to Shmini Atzeret. And I want to begin by identifying the central components of Hashanah Rabbah, and then of Shmini Atzeret, and through that trying to explain the totality of Sukkot, which concludes with Hashanah Rabbah, which then continues with Shmini Atzeret. Let's go back to the Mishnayot. Look at page 1, Mishnah, in the fourth parak of Sukkah, which is called Lulav V'Arava, talks about the numbers of days of Sukkot that each one of these mitzvot are noeg, or nohug. Lulav V'Arava Shisha V'Shiva, Ha'ayla V'Asimcha Shmona, Sukkah V'Nis Chamayim Shiva, etc. Mishnah goes on to start explaining how Lulav is Shiva, Mishnah Bey, how Arava is Shiva. We'll get back to Mishnah Gimel. Zdoch HaShabbos even, as opposed to Tkiyat Shofar. But let's begin with Mishnah Hey, which describes mitzvat Arava Ketzad. What was this mitzvat Arava? Mishnah tells us the backdrop of where they got the Arava from. I want to give you a shakach to Noah Nathan, and to Ari Schaefer, and to Chanan Steinbach, Chananya, who helped do the stapling. If anyone needs extra copies, Noah in the back has them. No, we just introduced how the Shira is going to be back about understanding Hashanah Rabbah, and how it leads us from Sukkot to Shmini Atzeret. And we're beginning with the Mishnayot. The fourth parak of Sukkah, Mishnah Hey, Mitzvat, Arava Ketzat, talks about where they would get the Arava from. Makom Hayu Lamata Mi Yerushalayim V'Nikra Motza. That's where that dangerous sharp turn is on the Yerushalayim Tel Aviv highway when you're coming through the valley, up through and up to Yerushalayim. Uvayin V'Zokfin Osan B'Tzidei Mizbech. The first thing we know about what they did with the Arava was they would stand them up next to the Mizbech. Interesting description of how V'Rashayin Kfufin Al Gabi HaMizbech. The tops of the Aravos were kfufin, were bent over on top of the Mizbech. V'rashayin kfufin al gabi ha-mizbech. They would blow the shofros, taku v'heriu v'taku. Interesting, blowing of shofros here, what does that imply? Then the Mishnah tells us, b'chol yom makifin et ha-mizbech pa'am achat. They would walk around and circle the Mizbech one time. And when they said this, when they did this, they would say the Hoshanot. The Omrim, Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Rabbi Yehuda says they would say, Ani Vahu Oshiana, which is a central part of the Hoshanos that we say today. Shulchan Aruch tells us that today we're knowing to take a Sefer Torah on the Bima and to walk around it one time every day. Zecher LeMikdash is where it comes from. What would they have in their hands when they encircled the Mizbech? Gemara on that Mishnah, Sukkah Daf Gimel Medbeis, Chlokes. Rabbi Eliezer says, Alulav, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nassan, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, says with an Arava. They would walk around the Mizbech with the very thing that they would lean up against the Mizbech, which makes sense in the context of the Mishnah, because the first line talks about Zokvin Oso B'tzidei Mizbech, and that's referring to the Arava. Only sensible that the Hakafah on the next line would be with the same Arava. In any case, whether the Arava is used to also encircle or only to be leaned up against the Mizbech, one thing we see here is that the Arava has some special role that it plays, as opposed to the other Minim. The other Minim are only taken together with each other, ma'akev each other. The Arava is taken in this independent sense. And this is surprising because the Arava is the simplest of the Dalet Minim. It is the only one that has no halachot. There is no section in the picture book for the Arava. It just can't be from a non-Arava tree and can't be stolen. The Gemara darshins from each one of the descriptions of the Dalet Minim, the other Dalet Minim, the other three, the darshins halachot. Anyone's learned the Prakim of Sukkah, third parak in particular, is familiar with all the intricacies. Arve Nachal, all we learn is that it needs to be from that species. And the simonim we have are how to know that it's from that species. It's not coincidental that the Medrash famously talks about the Arava symbolically as representing those who have nothing. Right, the Etrog represents those who have smell and taste, who have Torah and Maisim Tovim, and the Hadas has taste. Any of you ever eaten Hadas? What does it mean the Hadas has taste? Actually, the Hadas has smell. What does it mean that the Lulav has taste? Any of you ever eaten a Lulav? What does it mean? Pshat in the Medrash. The Lulav has taste. Pshat is that the Lulav grows on a tree that has dates. So it's a min that has taste. Just understand the Medrash. But the Arava has no taste and no smell, and it represents Jews who've got nothing going for them. This is what's used in this central ceremony in the Mikdash. If you look more be'iyun into appreciating this unique role of the Arava, it's mashma from the Gemara that it's a separate din from the other Dalad Minim. How do you see this? Bottom of page 1. The Gemara tells us that Pshita de'ein adam yotzei ba'arava shebalulav. You cannot use the Arava of the Lulav. Guess the Gemara knew how cheap Jews can be. What do I need to buy that packet for 5 shekel? We're done with the lulav, right? They rip the aravas out of the holder. The goychiklich come out with 2 or 3 leaves. That's okay. You save 5 shekel. We know from Yaakov you have to save the pachim ktanim. It's a mitzvah to be cheap, right? So the Gemara tells us pshita dein adam. If there would be a shiloh, we would have to be mekel machmir. I don't know machmir on what mekel on what. Pshita dein adam yotzei ba'aravas shebalulav. It has to be a separate entity. I think you see this also from the Shir. If you look at page 2, the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin Halacha Chof, the Halacha Moshe Misina Shemeviim BeMikdash Arava Acheret Chutz MiArava Shebelulav VeEin Adam Yotzei Yedei Chovato BeArava Shebelulav UShiura Afilu Aleichad BeVad Echad. For those guys who want to drag it out of the Goychikluch, even one leaf on one stick is a Kasher Arava. Compare this to the laws of Etrog. Think you talk about it. People, they look for a good Etrog, right? And they're sitting there and they're darshaning and they're looking in magnifying glasses. Rav Rubenstein, I remember in Kerav Yavne, if you needed someone to pass your Etrog, you get a new one. Rav Rubenstein was always reliable, right? You know what I'm saying? They sit there with the Etrog. How many people go with the Arovas to Rav Rubenstein? You take your lulav, you look a little bit straight, you split the tiyum, you put it back, take another one. It's a day after Yom Kippur already. Hadassim. I'm not just saying Meshulish, you know, Reb Chaim Noah. I'm talking about Meshulish, Chazanish, and Meshulish the whole way. And this Chumra on top of that Chumra, if you're Chazan, it's the roof, it becomes a new Chumra. And Arava, you just buy from some kid on the street who probably stole it from his neighbor. Oh, wait a second, it's almost Yom Tov. Quick, get a couple of Aravas. Afilu Ale Echad Bivad Echad. It's Masha from the Rambam, by the way, that this whole thing comes out of the different deos in the Gemara about whether it's Halacha Moshe Misinei or not. Gemara Sukkah Mem Dalet, next source, is it learned from the Arave Nachal Ksiv, which is Shtayim, that's how we learned that there's 2 Aravot taken, one with the Lulav, one separately, or is it Hilchos HaGemirah? The Rambam's presentation seems to present the halachic implications as being drawn out from the fact that it's Halacha Moshe Misinei and not derived from the same source of the Arava with the Lulav, which is very sensible. Tosfot also understands it this way. Gemara talks about how they would bring their Lulavim to the Mikdash before Shabbos so that they would be ready there, they wouldn't have to carry them to the Mikdash. And they would make simonim so they would know whose lulav was whose. Tosa says with these barrels of aravas they didn't need it because aravas don't have to be shalachem. It's halacha l'moshe misina. It's not derived from the pasuk of ulakachtem lachem. This all filters down into the Rama who paskins la'halacha that when we do the akafos you take the arava levada v'yoter tov shelo litlo im alulav klal. Minik klal Yisrael is to do the akafos with the lulav and esrog. The Rama talks about a minhag to do with the Arava without the Lulav. Whatever you're doing it with, the Arava has to be kept as a separate entity from the Lulav, and the question is why and what and where does this come from? What does it mean? We have an Arava in the Lulav that gets lost amongst the other minim, pardon me. And then we have this separate Arava being taken on its own, Roshen, Kfufen, Agave, Mizbeach, Mekifen, according to one day in the Gemara, as a separate entity, a separate Halacha L'Moshe Misinei. So that's a general question that applies to all of Sukkot, not just Hoshana Rabbah. But it applies all the more on Hoshana Rabbah. Because if we go back to page 1, back to Mishnah Gimel, we see 2 unique facets to the 7th day. Number 1, Mishnah mentioned that lulav arava can be shisha v'shiva. When is it shisha? When Shabbat falls out on any of the days but the first. Mishnah gimel arava shiva ketz, and when is it seven? Yom shvi shal arava. The seventh day of the arava, shachaliot b'shabbat, then arava shiva. There was the seventh day of the arava that was docha Shabbat. Let's remember what kind of stuff isn't docha Shabbat. Kriyat Megillah. Okay, din d'rabbanan. Tkiyat shofar. Taking the lulav. Tkiyat shofar, zikaron for klai, is not docha Shabbat. But the arava, where we get to bang stuff on the floor and take out our frustration, that's docha Shabbat. Minag neviyim, alach l'moshim yisinai, this is docha Shabbat. In fact, understandably, the Gemara tells us back on page 2 that this was a major source of debate with the Baitusim, parallels to the Tzedukin, and it's understandable because it's not even mentioned in the Torah, no zecher for it whatsoever. Similarly, after the Churban, Yushalmi tells stories about it. Yushalmi equates the Arava to Tkiyah Shofar. We already saw that Tkiyah was done with the Arava. Presents it as even more important. We see this in the Ravid Lahalacha. Everybody knows the anacronym, the acronym for Lo Adu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah can't be on Aleph Dalet Revav, Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. There are different explanations in the Rishonim as to why not. The Rambam gives his explanation, and then the Ravid disagrees and says, V'anu ki balnu chiyat adu mishum yom arava shelo yavo b'shabbat. If Rosh Hashanah would be on Sunday, then the yom arava would be on Shabbat, and maybe today would be docha, we don't want it to be docha, we do want it to be... We have our calendar structured in a way so that Hoshana Rabbah can be fulfilled properly. This is like extreme. For our Rabbah day, for the big Hoshana day. So this is one unique thing about Hoshana Rabbah, that whatever the Rabbah meant, it was highlighted even more on Yom Shvi'i Shal Rabbah, which is the name the Mishnah gives for the day that's just begun. Mishnah Hay, we saw that there was also a hakafa around the Mizbech. Mishnah continues, V'oto ayom mekifin et ha-Mizbech sheva pamim. On Yom Shvi Shal Arava, they would walk around the Mizbech 7 times, which is what we do on Hoshana Rabbah. Accentuated 7 on the 7th day. Shalmi explains that this is Zecher L'Yericho. Makes a lot of sense. Look back at the bottom of page 2. Makes a lot of sense that on Hoshana Rabbah we should be making a Zecher for Yericho. How many Zechers do we have for Ai? That was the battle after Yericho for those who, you know, keep track of the history. Those who went with my wife to Shechem. How many Zechers do we have for Shechem? Or any other battle or city in Eretz Yisrael? We have a Zecher Yericho and on Hoshana Rabbah. And of course, there's a third time where we talk about walking around 7 times, and where's that? Guys need to start thinking about it soon. By chuppah, right? Walking around 7 times. So this is the first aspect of Hoshana Rabbah that we need to understand. The Yom Shvi Shel Arava, the 7 hakafot. But there's also a second aspect which we'll take a look at on page 3. And that is the concept of Yom Hadin. Shalmi tells us, Rabbi Yonah says, the Pasuk says, V'oti Yom Yom Yudroshum. It talks about 2 days of seeking God. Just finished the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Dirshu Hashem B'Matzao, K'ru'u B'Oto Karov, Yom Yom Yidroshun, says Yerushalmi Zot Tkiyah V'Arava. What are the 2 days where we seek God? Tkiyah, Rosh Hashanah, V'Arava. If you had to choose 2 days, I would say Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Kippur is forgotten here. Tkiyah V'Arava. The first day of the process and the last day of the process. Zohar tells us, B'Yom HaShviya D'Chag, Hu Siyuma D'Dina D'Alma, the completion of the process of din for the world, upitkin nafkin mibe malka. And the petek, everyone has their own petek, this is the Zohar's petek, the petek of the din comes out from before the king. This is why one of the traditional greetings on Hoshana Rabbah is to say what? You should have a pitka tova, you should have a good petek. What does it mean? And God slips the angels a little petek to notify them. God's version of a text message. You know, it should be a good one. You should put in a couple smiley faces. I'm not talking about the smiley face that you make with a colon and a parenthesis. I'm talking about one of those smiley faces, you know, like GChat, right? You can put a whole smiley face in. God should give us a good petek. fits in well with banging the Aravos on the floor and all these other customs that seem paganic and we don't understand, right? Why not? Throw in a petek. It's the Mashgiach's desperate way to get us to continue to be frum, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we've had 6 days of roughing around, then we have Hoshana Rabbah. The petek is still coming, my friend. I still got you where I want you. It's an unbelievable story. Baravelya Lapian, one of the great Bali Amusar, he used to ask him to speak on Hoshana Rabbah, and he refused. He always refused to speak on Hoshana Rabbah. One year they spoke, they asked him, asked him, finally agreed. He quoted a pasuk from the Haftorah of Yom Kippur, where we talk about chartzuvot resha, which are bundles of resha, to open up the chartzuvos resha. And he said very briefly, he said, even when people do tshuva, they have one little thing, they have something, they have a box they don't open. We do tshuva on everything else but the things we refuse to open. Now it's Hoshana Rabbah, it's time to open up the box. Mashgichim still have a standing. Just before, it's too late for them. What's a Mashgich going to say in Cheshvan? It's after Elul. It's 10 months to Elul. The famous story is Rosh Salanter. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he comes to him and goes, 6 months to Elul! Desperate Mashgichim. Where does this din on Hoshana Rabbah come from? How does it fit in? This explains a lot of the Menhagim in the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Tafresh Samach Dal, bottom of page 3. Yom Shvi Yishu Hoshana Rabbah Nogin Laharbos B'mizmorim Kimo B'yom Tov. We say Psuka de Zimra like Yom Tov. The Ramah quotes all kinds of very interesting concepts. He quotes Rishonim who say that based on the shade of the moon on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, you know what will happen to you or your relatives that year. What's going on here? Where did Hoshana Rabbah become spook day? The second part of the halacha, Shulchan Aruch says, "Umar bin Ktzat Neirot Kimo Yom Kippur." The Ramah adds, "Vamedaktik in Nogin Litful Atzmon Kodem Alos Hashachar." This is not provided with the service of Yeshivat HaKotel tonight. Kimo Be'erev Yom Kippur, V'yesh Nogin Lilbo Shakitel Kimo Yom Kippur, Kimo Yom Kippur, Kimo Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. Where does it come from? Why is Hoshana Rabbah? Why is the process of din extended to the end of the month and not completed with the first 10 days? Let's now turn to Shmini Atzeret. Let's now turn to Shmini Atzeret. The million-dollar question on Shmini Atzeret is its relationship with Sukkot. Gemara tells us in Sukkot Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, top of page 4, Shmini Regel Lufnei Atzmo. One of the Rishonim once told us to Rab Lachman. He dared me. I photocopied and sent it to him. There's one of the Rishonim who says that in truth there aren't 3 Regalim, there are 4 Regalim. Shmini Regel Lufnei Atzmo. How come the Torah talks about Shalosh Regalim? Because it means there are 3 times in the year when we have a Regal. Bechil mi Paris and his Pirish and Moed Cotton. Unbelievable. Shmini Regel b'fnei atzmo. It's its own regel. Gemara brings 6 inyanim in which it's independent. Pazer k'shav. You can take a look at exactly what the things are. The strangest one, Pais b'fnei atzmo, Zman b'fnei atzmo, Regel b'fnei atzmo. It's a strange thing. You say it's Regel b'fnei atzmo. How do we know? Because it's a Regel b'fnei atzmo. Gotcha. It's like the third grade teacher. Why is the A before E in this word? Because it's before E. Why is it regular b'fnei atzmo? Because it's regular b'fnei atzmo. You knew that, right? Okay. That's why the korban of Shmini Atzeret, if you look in the Torah, is very different than the korban of the other days of Sukkot. But since we don't really pay attention to the Kriyas HaTorah, even though it's read 4 times any of the other days, why would we notice on the 8th, right? The 7 days of Sukkot have a very different korban. Musaf, the 8th day, Shmini Atzeret has a korban that's exactly the same as Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as opposed to Pesach and Shavuos. In our tefillos, we don't say Chag HaSukkos, we say Chag Shmini Atzeret, Chag HaZeh, all these strange lashonis, because we're not exactly sure how to classify it. So on the one hand, it's a regular b'fnei atzmo. Welcome, Mr. Rothschild. Please set up a chair. Would you like to come sit up here? I want to welcome Mr. Kurt Rothschild, who is one of the people who has been instrumental in the founding and building of Yeshivat HaKotel over the last 42 years. We're honored to have him with us here. Chag Sameach. So on the one hand, the Gemara says Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmo and has a different korban, and it's not even mentioned together with Sukkot in Sefer Devarim. Sukkot is talked about as being 7 days. Sukkot Teishu Shivas Yomim. Devarim doesn't even mention the 8th day as something added on. On the other hand, It's surprising to call Shmini Atzeret something not connected to Sukkot, that it just came after 7 days of. Can it really be independent of Sukkot? And there are halachot of Shmini Atzeret that are derived from Sukkot. If you take a look at the same source, the Mishnah there, right after the Gemara in Mamzayin Amid Beis, the Mishnah says that Simcha is 8 days. Halal and Simcha are 8 days. Where it says, how do we know there's Simcha on the 8th day? Torah says, Usmachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Shivat Yamim. Mara says, Menani Mili, the Tanu Rabbanon, Ve'ayito Ach Sameach, L'Rabot Leila Yom Tov Achron. Pasuk, which describes the 7 days of Sukkot, teaches us the Simcha of Shmini Atzeret. How can you say it's separate? Famous Kasha, that all the Mefarshim ask on this is, Ach is generally Lamayet, and here it's L'Rabos. The Simcha of Shmini Atzeret is a continuation on some level of the Simcha of the 7 days of Sukkot. In fact, Rashi takes this to an extreme. Rashi, Psachim Davayin Aleph Man Aleph, seems to say that the Simcha of Shmini Atzeret is only at the night, and not the next day. Which explains why Simcha's Torah is so accentuated at night. Because it's a continuation of Sukkot, which was during the day. It's the night after Sukkot. Rashi has another interesting comment on the Gemara Regel Bifnei Atzmo. What is the independent regal nature of Shmini Atzeret? Rashi says, She'ein Yoshvin B'Sukkah. Shmini Atzeret is like God. We know what it isn't. What is Shmini Atzeret? What is the mitzvah ayom of Shmini Atzeret? Answer, you don't sit in the Sukkah. So on the one hand, it's asserting its independence. On the other hand, its whole essence is in its relationship to Sukkot. So what does this mean? Very famous Rashi, on the word Atzereti, mashal to a melech who invites his children to a suda. I guess the parallel today would be parents who have their kids, their daughters-in-law, their sons-in-law, their grandchildren to Sukkot for all the meals in the plaza, or the King David, or the Inbal, or the rented apartment with the meals taken out. And the children are there for a number of days, and when it becomes time for them to go, Amar, father says, melech says, Banai, my children, bevakashamikem, please, Ikvui mi od yom echod. Stay with me one more day. Kasha alai pradatcha. The obvious question beyond the emotional level is, it's hard to leave, but it'll be that hard tomorrow too, right? And we're all men, and our emotional sides of ourselves are very, very small and undeveloped. And so we know, you know, you're at the airport, and you're saying goodbye to your parents, and your father's worried about whether it's going to be 2 hours of parking or an hour. It's 53 minutes, and if we leave now, we'll get there on time to be able to leave. Because, you know, rational people. And your mother's like, well, one more hug! One more thing! When you go through a passport control, turn around and say goodbye! Like, Mom, I'm going to leave. Eventually, I'm going to leave. I remember when I left for Shana Bet, my mother said to me, Kasha elai pridascha! No, I have to be a good guy. I said, it's kosher on me too. But eventually you have to leave. No, so what are you staying an extra day? What do you accomplish by that? And of course, the last question that needs to be asked is about the Minhag Yisrael to tack Simchas Torah onto Shmini Atzeret. So those who study Minhagim like to say, because Shmini Atzeret had nothing on it, Judaism abhors a vacuum, so they stuck Simchas Torah on it. Anyone who studied the tradition of the Jewish people understands that everything has a depth to it. Nothing gets tacked on because of a vacuum. The reading of Izot HaBaruch, a parsha we really, really don't know. Okay, the Baruch of Zvulun, anyone? Oh, that's what kind of people do know. We've got to pick a better one. Moshe, Yaakov, you remember which one? the Balei Kriya amongst us. I know it by heart. Not in school for Vizot HaBaruch. Who knows Vizot HaBaruch? How is it the end of the Torah? It's nice because everyone gets blessings. What lesson are we supposed to take away from reading Vizot HaBaruch on Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeret? So I think in order to understand all this, to understand the end goal of Shmini Atzeret, to understand how we get there through Hoshana Rabbah, we need to start by appreciating Sukkot, the basic nature of Sukkot, and particularly in the context of Chodesh Tishrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I mentioned earlier The Torah has two frameworks of Yemim Tovim. One begins with Pesach and ends with Shavuot. The second begins with Rosh Hashanah and ends with Sukkot. And anyone who wants to see this in the Torah, if you take a look at Parshat Emor, the only place where they're all mentioned, opposed to Pinchas, where it's just Korbanos, mentioned with their essence, the Torah uses a word in describing the three Yamim Tovim in the seventh month. It uses it only there by no other Yom Tov, and the word is Shabbaton. Because they're Yamim Tovim of the seventh month, which is one long Yom Tov, one long month of Shabbaton. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if a person appreciates them properly, are very traumatic days. They're days where, if a person does it properly, they come to notice the problems with how they live. We talk about problems, you can talk about particular hanhagas, things you do wrong, which is definitely true. But more significantly than that, the whole approach, the whole essence of a person, the whole mindset, the whole identity. It's not a time to get back to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But briefly, the famous Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Nun, which says that a person is Makadish a woman al Manas, that he's a tzaddik. Even if we know him to be a Rasha, it's a Suffolk Kiddushin, because maybe at that moment he was Maharer. He was Maharer and became a tzaddik. And vice versa as well, a Manas Sheni Rasha. Because tshuva, a person's identity, might be reflected in action, but it's much deeper. It's a basic question of who a person is, who they want to be, how they see themselves. Rosh Hashanah, the day of Hamlacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day where a person asks themselves, or should ask themselves, to what extent they truly relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the essence of their lives. The process of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and taking apart the nitty-gritty, the nuances of our daily life, a full week, where we examine our anhagos every week of the year, culminating with Yom Kippur, where we talk about Tara and cry over how dirty we know we are and how clean we want to become. It's a very difficult experience. And it's an experience which, if done properly, can shrink a person's identity. Can have a person walk out wondering, am I worth, who am I, what am I, look at me, the Yom Kippur davening. And I need tolas velo ish. You talk about what we say during the Ilah. In our moment of crisis, we're not worth anything. You made us, we've blown it. Can walk out with a shrunken sense of identity. And this is not how we're supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not how a person can succeed at realizing their potential. If a person feels that they're worthless, lowly, a waste of flesh and blood, a waste of God's Spirit, person can't accomplish anything in this world, and we're not put here to consider ourselves useless. We're put here for a purpose. We're put here on a mission. And we have to recognize the problems and how we've damaged ourselves and how we've veered from the path. But the danger is that if we internalize that properly, a person walks away embarrassed by their own shadow. Beautiful concept of Rav Huttner. Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes, which talks about two kinds of foods. A food which after it's cooked, when you cook it more, it shrinks, it's mitstamik viralo. And there's another kind of food where you cook it more, and the more you cook it, it's mitstamik vitovlo. And Rav Huttner said, Judaism believes only in mitstamik viralo. When you shrink yourselves, it's bad for you. Sukkot is the period where a person should return to themselves. Sukkot is about simcha. It's about celebrating the human spirit. It's about celebrating ourselves as individuals. It's about celebrating everything we've accomplished and all of our successes. It's to celebrate the gathering of the fruits, the gathering of our potential, our identity. Chazal talk about the three smachot on Sukkot that are mentioned by the Torah being the crops, the fruits, which are two different types of labor, and a person's own success in din. It's upbeat. It's positive. It's simcha. The simcha that's supposed to be part of Avodat Hashem. I spoke to the Kotel boys earlier about it. There's still some sheets around. Tachas Hashem lo avadatas Hashem lo kecha b'simcho v'tuv levov sukkos is mechaper, is mechala the klalos of the tochacha of Sefer Devarim that's rooted in a lack of simcha. But with the rebuilding, the rejuvenation of a person's identity comes the danger of the return to the stage before Rosh Hashanah, where the simcha is based on the wrong things, where the simcha is based on the things that generally distract us and cause us to make mistakes, instead of the essence of what we really are meant to be. The simcha can be based on how we look, on how we succeed and what we're able to do, and not based on the basic fact of Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvodo Vivdilanu Min HaToyim V'natan Lanu Torat Emet V'chaya Olam Natav B'tochenu. The simcha can be based on other ambitions and not what the Mesilat Yesharim writes, that the ultimate simcha is a simcha shel mitzvah, that the libo shel adam should be always with the schut to be an Oved Hashem. The danger of the simcha being based on the pumping up of a hot air balloon as opposed to a person's identity as an Oved Hashem. Do we understand that the capabilities that we have, which is real, which are real, the potential we have, which is real, the blessings we've been given, which we're meant to realize, do we realize where they come from? Such an important pasuk. Everyone write it down. You're writing it down, Meir. A very famous pasuk. It says in Sefer Devarim, Perek Ches, right? We shouldn't think, Kochi v'otzim yodi yasali yasachai alazeh, right? Very pasuk. V'zacharta sashem elokecha, right? Ki hu hanotein lecha kolach lasot chayel. Famous pasuk, right? How do people translate that pasuk? They mistranslate it as, it's not you, it's God. It's not what the Torah says. What does it say? Not ki hu asachoyel, but ki hu? Hanotein lecha kolach lasot chayel. Who did it? You did it. Who has the capability? You have the capability. Don't lie to yourselves and tell yourself that you're not special. Don't deny the abilities you have. Just realize where the fuel comes from. Realize where that came from. Realize who built it. Not Ruth. You know, the danger of Sukkos is realizing, two different yourselves, that the Sukkah is to commemorate Sukkos Mamish. Because if it's to commemorate Anani HaKavod, well, then that's God. But if it's to commemorate the Sukkot we built, well, then we built them. Why do we have a Yom Tov to commemorate Sukkot that we built? Because we built better ones than the Bedouin? Because we had better use for fiberglass and, you know, dumped tins? Because we were more creative in the Sukkot Mamish that we built? And I have covered, I understand why we commemorate, but why would we commemorate Sukkot Mamish? The answer is obvious. A Jew did not write the story of the three little pigs. You knew that, right? A lot of these stories are based on concepts in the Bible, but not that story. What's the message of the three little pigs? Anyone's ever heard the story? Should I tell the story over? Yeah, the pig with the straw and the pig with the wood and the pig with the bricks, right? What's the message? What's the moral of the story? If you want your house to stand, build it with bricks. We're not against building with bricks, but we're against the belief that bricks are what makes a house stand. A lot of bricks fell down in the World Trade Center. And metal and a lot of other stuff too. With a shattering of the belief of the three little pigs. The question is whether a sukkah that you built is one that God is Moshev you in. How can we explain the pasuk? Besukot teshu shivat yamim leman yedu dorotechem ki besukot hoshavti et bnei Yisrael. How could be Sukkos Mamish? Hashem didn't put us in that. It was us and the Bedouin brothers. You built it, but Hashem is Moshev you in it. Do we have the ability to build, but realize that it's Hashem who's Moshev us? That's the challenge. We're very good at building and believing it's ourselves. We're very good at believing I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing, I'm nothing. We're great at that. Shanim Kippur, we're good at banging away. I'm nothing, I'm terrible, I'm a worm, I'm a worm, I'm a worm. So what are you, a worm or someone who can build? What are you? One or the other. If I'm a worm, I'm a worm. If I'm a builder, that's me. The chiddush is that you built it, but God protect you in it. It's a very delicate message. Sukkot is a time that's meant to rebuild our confidence in ourselves, our ability to be Mekayim mitzvot. It's full of mitzvot, the Dalet Minim and the Simchas Beis Shweva, which everyone can be Mekayim, and sitting in a sukkah and being there all day. It's great. But the question is, does a person get the message? And the antidote for all this, in my opinion, is the Arava. Because the Arava has nothing going for it. The Arava cannot have errors about itself because it has nothing to be proud of. In fact, how do you keep an Arava alive for more than 4 hours? You put it in water, it doesn't work. You put it in a wet towel, it doesn't work. You put it in the refrigerator, in a wet towel, in water, it doesn't work. Somehow by the stand, they have it for 12 hours by the stand. I'm not talking the vacuum pack dudes. I'm talking about the four-shekel jobs with the wet towel. They look all fresh and great, and maybe they have magic spray. The moment you get it, boom! I don't understand. It's a conspiracy. It's meant to depress me, the Arava. I got my great S-Row, I got the Lulav. I got these Aravas, these people walking around. Schlepzig. What's the avoda of the Arava? Roshan Kfufin Alam is bad. I can't even stand up straight. You got the lulav like this, that dasim are straight. It's a bunch of a harpa. People walk by, cheap Jews, like, what are they putting in there? Roshan Kfufin Alam is bad. He can't even stand up straight. He knows where he's from. He knows what keeps him alive. He needs the direct, consistent growth of water to keep him fueled. The Arava has only one thing going for it. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose him. And you know what? That's what each one of you have going for you. And if you think it's anything else, you're fooling yourself. Out! Well, your capabilities! But that's not why you're special. You've got to use those capabilities. You're here to use them. Don't think you're just an Arava. But remember what the core is. Chassidus, it says, "Ve'ovel Hashem minchat Yehuda v'Yerushalayim." In Chassidus, the Arava is the sign of Amuna Pshuta, of the Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's based on no errors. I'll tell you, I remember the first time I learned Chassidus, I went to Eretz Yisrael. Because when I was in elementary school and high school, I knew that Chassidim were evil people who you stayed away from. From the family of the Gro. He's bigger mitzvah to beat up Chassidim. My grandfather was the person in town responsible to beat up Chassidim. That was his job. It was a big job, very important job. I grew up in Brooklyn, a little distance from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Didn't go there. He's not Jewish, he's Chassidish. Thankfully, he was still alive when I came back from Eretz Yisrael. I was able to go and get a dollar. Very Jewish. I got a dollar. Big mitzvah to go to the Rebbe. And you know, I went back to YU. I was learning, I was pre-med, I was doing all kinds of great stuff. Editing this, writing that, saving world Jewry, Center for the Jewish Future, all kinds of important stuff. I was an important Jew, all kinds of big stuff. Hush me, yid. The other way they make you feel in college. Vice president of the SOY, treasurer for Yankel Pfefferkorn, you know, all kinds of very important things. After Sukkot, you know, when people kind of get rid of the Dalet Minim, unless they're Chassidish and they keep in the closet for Pesach, I took myself an Arava and I taped it to the wall over my bed. I have in my house, my parents had gotten this, you know, picture of the Yom Kippur War, the famous picture with the guy with the Dalet Minim by the tank. So that was on one wall. But above my bed was the Arava. And it didn't look very good after a few weeks. Imagine what it looks like on Sukkot. Now multiply that by 6 or 7. I'm not talking about Ale Echod Al Bar Echod. Bad news. My mother's like, Kevi, please. And I need it. To remember what you are and why you matter. To remember that wherever you are and whatever you are and whatever you're doing and how much you're matzliach or not matzliach. V'arvah Hashem minchat Yudav Yerushalayim. Every one of us has a kesher with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Every one of us has a neshama that was infused within us by a Kaddish Baruch Hu for a particular mission. Every one of us has value. But it's not the things that we generally assume to be valuable that make us valuable. The Arava is the core. The Arava is Roshein Kfufin Al Gavi HaMizbeach. If the revolutions around the Mizbeach are Zechel Yericho, then assumably the goal is the same, which is to break down the walls. The obvious question one needs to ask, is, what walls are we trying to break down? I think the answer is very simple. We all have walls around ourselves. Anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about should take a look at the last song on Sgt. Pepper's, which is an album by the Beatles, which is a group that played music in the 70s, which was an error a long time ago. We all have walls around ourselves, walls that are naturally the walls that we strengthen to protect ourselves, walls that allow us to share only what we choose to with people around us and keep a safe distance behind them. You know, people get married. Very hard today to get married. Because for a marriage to succeed, you have to open yourself up fully to the other person and begin creating a joint identity afresh together with each other. It can't be about where you went to camp and I went to camp and I went to school. It has to be the new experiences. It has to be everything on the table. Yes, the man has to do it too. You have to care about what she feels. You have to care about what you feel. You have to care about sharing what you feel, what she feels, and when she feels what you feel. You have to feel things. I forgot to mention that. You have to be alive. You come home. Honey, how was your day? Fine. Look at the cut. What'd you do? Nothing. Ain't gonna work! Not a roommate! So what the Kala does is she walks around the chazan 7 times to try and break down his walls because it's not pushing. And even 7 times doesn't work because the walls that men have built around themselves are a lot stronger than Yericho. It's just been stone and thick and tall, but you know, that's nothing. You know, we all have our walls between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our Maisim Toivim and all kinds of other stuff that we attribute significance to. And we walk around with a simple Arava around the Mizbech and we say, let's just remember to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight without airs. There's a beautiful vort found in a lot of Chassidish Svarim about Akedas Yitzchak. We call it Akedas Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak, Akedas Yitzchak. Why do we call it Kedis Yitzchak? Call it Hakravas Yitzchak. Call it Shechting Yitzchak. What does Akeda mean? Tie him up. Why is that so significant? The helplessness. The inability to do anything. To be a passive sacrifice. To know that it's the commitment and the willingness to sacrifice that matters and not the things you do to express it. Those matter too, if they're an expression of that internal feeling. I don't have any svarim here. Sefer Tehillim, we talk about Hishtachavoya. Rashi explains there, Perikuf Mem, Kigolam ani mutu lefanecha b'li yadayim u'v'li raglayim. Hishtachavoya is where everything's straight. It's not my hands and my feet, and I do this and you do that, and I'm talented and you're not talented. It's the core, it's the Arava. Hoshana Rabbah is where we do the Hakafa 7 times with a clear focus on the Arava. Without the Lulav, Afilu Bar Echad Imale Echad. Because we really need more. And it's the real Yom HaDin. It's not the Yom HaDin where everyone's wearing white and playing the part and reading the script. Hit your left side of your chest with your right hand. Bow. This portion is said bowing. Chazen, then congregation. Hashanah Rabbah is the Yom HaDin without the script. It's a day that comes after a week of normal life, of taking your ego back, remembering who you were, strutting the regular kinds of struts you had before Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, who are you for real? When real life is back on the table. And not the charades of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Are you a person who remembers the core? Are you a person who can identify with the Arava, or you're all about, I'm an Esrog, and he's a Lulav, and I'm better than him because he's only got taste and I got smell, and the jockeying, and the way we convince ourselves of our value. You know, I'll tell you about the Beatles for a second. You're writing this down, right?
Everything.
Okay, good. The Beatles were people who went right to their head. Then they ran off to the, you know, to the Far East and the Far West and anywhere they could go to try and refine their souls. And they came back with all kinds of strange musical instruments and other people's wives and all kinds of weird stuff. That's Stuart Derrick and the Dominoes, that's for another sheer, whatever. And they played this song, Within You, Without You. It's played with like strange instruments. It's on Sgt. Pepper's, the song nobody knows. The song goes, we are talking about the space between ourselves. We are talking about the space between ourselves. It talks about how we create the space and these walls. And the chorus of the song is, remember that life goes on within you and without you. And the basic idea is, if you think that what makes you special is that you have a lot of hair, well, you know, it doesn't last forever. If you think what's special about you is, and fill in the blank, is it really so special? What's special is that you have a soul and you're not an animal and you have a relationship with God and you're a human being and you're a Jew. Chavivin and Chiba Yesera. And if that's really what you understand makes you special, then you know what? Everybody else has the same thing. And that's the challenge. Because if you think that you're special for any other reason, you're not special. And if you know that what makes you special is the core, then everybody else is equally special. And life goes on within you and without you. Not outside you, without you, because if you forget that everyone else has it, then life is going on without you. Menasi Yisrael kulan aguda echas, because you can't serve a Kodesh Baruch if you're not aguda echas, because the only way to not be aguda echas is to think that you're different than other people, and if you're different than other people, you're not an Oved Hashem. Hoshana Rabbah is where we take stock of what we've become after the Yom HaDin and who we are for real and what perspective we have in all those great abilities. We have sitting here in this room, Rabbeisai, people who could be the future leaders of the Jewish people. The thing you need to hear, because you should realize that Moshe Benovitz and Reuven Tarrigan and everybody else, they were just like you. I remember them. I had more hair. And people become what they become because they believe that they can be something. And you have to believe that you can be what you can be. And you have to recognize your potential, but you have to know what's at the core. And the Arava and the Yom Shvi'i Shel Arava is the tikkun for that and the clarification and the sharpening of the image on who we really are. Who we really ought to be. Very famous word of the Gra, which I'd like to help us understand and not just say as a cute little word. You know, it's made the word hit list, sadly, which means people don't understand it or appreciate it. The Gra said, "Ve'it ach sameach, ach is generally lemayit, how can it be l'rabos, yomte, simchon, shmini atzeret?" What does the Gra say? No, everyone knows it? You haven't gone through the round of Divrei Torah yet. It's like almost as famous as the Torah's word on why Sukkot is in this season. Everyone knows the Torah's word? You heard it over Sukkot? Everyone asks, why is Sukkot in this season? So the Torah says, because it's a very rainy time, and so it's a big nisayon to see if people are going to stay in the Sukkah. People say that sitting in their beautiful Sukkahs in Eretz Yisrael. And nobody stops for a second and say, wait a minute. The Torah lived in Spain. It's not his fault. It's like New York. There's hurricanes, all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But snap shot! No offense to the Torah. Look in Eretz Yisrael, right? Where Jews are supposed to be. Oh, sorry, not allowed to say that. Okay. Jews are not supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. Zionism is bad. Israel is bad. Okay. So the Gra says, very famous word of the Gra, that throughout Sukkot you have Dalet Minim and you have the Mitzvah of Sukkah and you have Simcha and you have everything. On Shmini Atzeret, Ve'ita Ach Sameach. Only Simcha remains. Nice word. What's Pshat? Question is where the Simcha comes from. Does it come from the Dalet Minim, which reminds you of your crops? Does it come from dancing, which reminds you of having a good time? And how you can show off in the middle? Does it come from believing that God supports you, which is very nice? Or does it come from the fact that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're staying an extra day? What does it mean to stay an extra day? Say a beautiful pshat. All the parents in the room will appreciate this properly. What's the difference between a wedding you're at because you like the people and a wedding you're at because you invited them? I mean, you dislike them. You invited them, they invited you. Your wife knows someone, she knows someone, work, I don't know, whatever, right? The difference is whether you stay for Sheva Brachos. When you're at a wedding, you have to be at. You time it carefully around the main dish. Don't be embarrassed. I sit at the Rebbe's table. After the main dish, man. A lot of room. There's a lot of room. I always tell boys from Yeshiva, you don't have a seat? Join me at the Rebbe's table. A lot of room. Gets lonely there. I'm like, look, we had a table, we only one. It's like, am I in the right hole? Is this an open table? Is it here for business? Like, what am I doing here? On Sukkot, there's a lot of meat. Big wolf down in the Mizbeach. Moshe LeMelech Shezim and his bun of Lesuda. We got meat for the Yom HaSoilim. We got meat for Klal Yisrael. What's that restaurant with the green and the red? Papa Yoga? It's all green! There's a lot of meat and nobody's stopping. 70 bullocks! That's a lot of bullock. We have 94 sheep. Even sheep have got ribs. There's a lot of meat going down. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You guys here for the meat? We're here for me. Mashal HaMelech Shazim in his bed of Lesuda. After the Suda said, Kosher, I prayed, ask him, stay another day. We're just going to hang out. There isn't going to be any food. Was it Shiva? Yeah. Are we able to strip it down to Vayita Ach Sameach and know what the core, what the reason for the Simcha is, and it's not the meat? Yes, Simcha believe us of Yayim. The Simcha is She'er Libo Shaladim Olez. And the fact that he can be an Oved Hashem. The Simcha of Mitzvah, which is Avodah Gedolah, the Rambam adds in the end of Hilchas Lulav after he talks about the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. The Simcha in the Asiyas Mitzvah, Avas HaEl Shetziva Alehen. The Simcha to know that I have been chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a relationship. Pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, we say in Hallel, Zeh Yom Asa Hashem, Nagila v'nismachavo. What are we meant to be sameach in? So Sefer Yeshayahu, a few doors later, he talks about Amar b'yom ha'hu in Elokeinu zeh kivinu lo v'yoshienu zeh Hashem kivinu lo Nagila v'nismacha b'shuato. We can identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the way He saves us through Pesach, through Sukkot, through Yom Atzmut, through Yom Yerushalayim. Zeh Yom Asa Hashem Nagila v'nismachavo Nagila v'nismacha b'shuato. Ushaftem mayim b'sason mimayinei ha'yeshua. But the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which as we know is a Megillah about the relationship between man and God, says something much straighter and much deeper and much more basic. Shir HaShirim Asher L'Shlomo Yishakenu Minishikot Piyu Ki Tov Dodecha Miyayim L'Reach Shmanecha Tovim Shemen Turak Shimecha Al Ken Alamota Evucha. This is personal. This is the way you smell. Mashcheni, draw me because acharecha narutza. Heviani amelech adarav, nagila v'nismicha boch. The simcha that flows from a relationship with another person. Medrash and Shir HaShirim says it so beautifully, connects between the psukim. Rabbi Avin pasach zeh yom asa Hashem nagila v'nismicha bo. Am Rabbi Avin, ein anu yodin b'mel ismoach im bayom im b'kodesh baruch hu. Is the bow referring to the yom or the bow referring to Hashem? Zeh yom asa Hashem, the yom asa Hashem, the bow, is it the yom or Hashem? Ba shlomo in shir hashirim upiresh nagila v'nismicha boch. Bach b'kodesh baruch hu, bach b'yishuatecha, bach b'toratecha, bach b'yiratecha. All these things are ways of connecting to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable mashal on page 5. Not a mashal, but a real story. Halacha is that if a person's married for 10 years and doesn't have children, they have to get divorced. Ravidi tells a story about a woman in Sidon, married for 10 years, she didn't give birth. They came to Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Shimon bar Yochai said, just like you get married with a party of eating and drinking, you're going to get divorced with a party of eating and drinking. Page 5. They made a Yom Tov. Huge meal, they got drunk. During the party, the man said to the girl, to his wife, look everything in my house. Take with you whatever you most treasure when you leave. She said to her servants, take my husband in his bed. Husband woke up next day in her girl's home, girl's father's home. Said, what am I doing here? She said, you told me to take what I treasure the most. Ein chefetz tov li ba'olam yosem imecha. They came back to Shimon bar Yochai, he davened for them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a child. Pshat. We love so many things. It's hard for us to sharpen and remind ourselves that we truly love the other person. Not their looks, not their wits, not the fact that they give you a child or don't you give you a child, but the other person. I love you even when I'm divorcing you. I'm loving you even when I know I can't live with you. If a human being who said this about another human being, Hashem had no choice but to give them a child, Yisrael, do we say this? Do we say, Ein lenu chefetz tov ba'olam elata? When we decide on how to apportion our time, what careers we go into, where we live, how we live, do we see, Ein li chefetz ba'olam elata? That kind of basic relationship and appreciation of a relationship that's so dear that nothing can get in the way. Not even Torah and Maasim Tovim. No taste, no smell, no etrog, no lulav, no hadas, just the Arava. To connect the Yeshua back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect the Torah and the Yira back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bach! HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Biyiratcha, bitoratcha, bishuatcha, nagila v'nismecha, bachu! Shmini Atzeret. The core, the simcha of appreciating the relationship with others. If we look at the kriya of Simchas Torah is tacked on to Shmini Atzeret. Because the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chiefly, firstly, foremost, through the Torah. And we read the Zot HaBaracha, which begins by talking about Hashem, Misinai Ba, Vizarach, Miseir Lamo, Ophiya Mehar Paran, Viatam Rivot Kodesh. Talks about how God appeared from the east, how Chovev Amim, he loves all the peoples. What's all this about? Rashi says, Patach tchila b'shivcho shel makom, v'achar kach patach b'tzorchem shel Yisrael. Moshe began with the Shevach of Hashem, where we begin any speech, and continue with the needs of the Jewish people. U'v'shevach patach bo, he begins by mentioning the schus of Yisrael. V'chol zederach ritzlihu, all of it is to create ratzon for Hashem on the Jewish people. Klomar, Kedayim elu shetochol aleim bracha. Basically, the message of the beginning of the bracha is that the Jewish people are worthy of God's blessings. And why are they worthy? Pasuk Gimel. Af chovev amim, even when God shows favor to other nations, kol kedoshav biyadecha, all of your holy are stuck to you in your hands. V'heim tuku l'raglecha. What's a tuku? They're stuck to your feet. What does it mean, tuku? Says Rashi in Pasuk Gimel, V'heim tuku l'raglecha. V'heim ruyim l'kach, as Rashi explained earlier, they're deservant. Sharei tuku atzman l'toch tachti tahar l'raglecha b'sinai. Because they stuck themselves, they committed themselves to you at Har Sinai. Like Rashi said earlier in Pasuk Bet, Hashem Sinai bo yatzel l'karatim kishabo alit yatzev b'tachti tahar. They stood in fully, ready to receive the Torah. Rashi goes on to explain that this continues throughout the Galut. Even when the other nations seem to be on top, the Jews continue their commitment. Rashi on the famous Pasuk Daled, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Morashaki Ilat Yaakov. Torah Asher Tziva Lanu Moshe Morashahi. What does it mean that it's a Morashah? Achaznu Avalod Ne'azveno. That we grab it. not just we don't let it go, but we grab it, that nothing can cause it to leave, us to leave it, to abandon it. Is that the way we learn? Do we grab Torah in a way that it's the expression of Ein Lanu Chefetz Tov Ba'olam El Ha'atah, that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of expressing Himself to us? Nagila v'nishmacha bo'er bach b'yiraschah b'toraschah. The Sforno on the same pasuk, the Heim Tuku, says, Hitpallu beruach nishbara. Tefillah and Torah, the two basic, consistent ways of expressing our relationship. To grab the Torah, to pray with a broken heart, with a commitment, with an arava that's Roshay and Kfufin al Gabi HaMizbech. A boy said, it is the end of the holidays. We're starting the 5-6 month stretch now. There ain't going to be no more Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. See you guys on Pesach, except for a couple of derabbanans. Unbelievable heights or low points or both, which are the same, of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Returning to ourselves and the simcha of being us on Sukkot. Do we appreciate what's at the core? Do we appreciate it in a way that we can take the arava around the mizbeach 7 times? And that we can be mekayim v'hayita ach sameach by knowing what the simcha is truly meant to be rooted in. Can we say, Zayom asa Hashem nagila v'nismacha bo, and be miskaven that everything in our lives, Hashem's Yeshua, our abilities given to us by Him, is a way ultimately of getting to Him. Bo bach b'cha. Can we grab the Torah and daven before Him properly enough that we truly are roi for the brachas of His osa bracha? Can we say that uveshevach shepatach bo yesh bo askaret zchus liYisrael v'chol zeh derech ritzui hu klomar kedai heim elu shetachal aleihem bracha? Can we say to ourselves, kedai heim elu shetachal aleihem bracha? No matter what. Generations of Jews served God through suffering. We're a generation ignoring Him through plenty. Can we take all of that back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Oved Hashem b'simcho v'tuv levav? Can we be kedai shetochel aleinu bracha? Can we use Hoshana Rabbah, a night of learning, before Simchat Torah, and of Tefillah v'atikin and Hoshana, and Anivahu Hoshiana, of the Kesher of Anivahu, to complete the Yom Adin process of the Pit Ketovah, V'ayita Ach Sameach. And if we do this correctly, and hopefully it ushers in a year of Torah and Tefillah that are about Becha b'Toratcha, Becha b'Yiratecha, Becha Bach. Zeh Yom Asa Hashem Nagil v'Nismacha Bo. Thank you.